Nuclear warhead. What do you think of? Do you think of war? Do you think of famine and lives lost? When I look at Forge, I no longer think of war and famine, but I think of a decapitated skull lying on an anvil. Forge is a sculpture made purely of bronze, sculpted by Robert Arneson. The words nuclear warhead are inscribed upon the decomposing decapitated head. I believe this has a double meaning. Nuclear warhead is defined as a warhead containing a fission or fusion bomb. I do not believe this is the phrase that can be comprehended by a simple dictionary definition. This head has been ravaged by nuclear war and the damage caused by the weapon of mass destruction. Robert Arneson was born into a controversial world where people preferred destructive weapons over arguments that could be settled by peaceful negotiations. From 1930 to 1992, Arneson spread his contentious art throughout the troubled nation of the Cold War era. Arneson and several other artists are believed to have started the funk art movement, which displays modern art that resembles certain ideas. Although Arneson did not live very long, 62 years, he was able to span his art so that we may become aware of his ideas and beliefs of the world. On the skull lying on the anvil, there are many numbers or letters that seemed meaningless at first, but with further investigation, these numbers were discovered to be the components of a nuclear bomb. Some of these numbers or letters were nitrogen oxide, X-rays, gamma rays, iodine 131, uranium 235, and so on. Arneson has written and inscribed many other things on the skull as well. Another seemingly meaningless string of names is inscribed upon the head and surrounded by a heart. These names are Oppenheimer, Teller, and Fermi. When I investigated further upon these names, I discovered that they were the names of the three primary developers of the atomic bomb. Could Arneson be communicating a loathing for the developers of destruction? When I looked at Forge for the first time, I was disgusted. I was disgusted that someone could be so disturbed to create an abomination so evil and grotesque. I now realize that this piece is not evil or grotesque. I now see it as an harbinger of death and destruction that will come if the corrupt powers of today do not realize that they have the power to destroy the world. I believe Arneson is conveying the idea that if the world does not make peace, it will be destroyed. This has been Elliot with another Bulldog Podcast.